This recording, Guangxi 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old room in the deserted districts of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Dark Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with the goods waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that each goose began to stir around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsettling mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and hung, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped her off with the clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. "Hello, everyone. I am from Zhaoping, Hezhou. My hometown is a very beautiful place. We planted many tea trees because we depend on it to earn money. And there is a river not very far from my house. I remembered when I was a little girl, my neighborhoods and I always went there to swim and fish. My hometown is being developed, and I hope it will better and better." 论语子曰，学而时习之，不亦说乎？有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎？人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？子曰，诗三百，一言以蔽之，曰思无邪。子游问孝，子曰，今之孝者，是谓能养，至于犬马，皆能有养，不敬，何以别乎？子曰，视其所以，观其所由， 茶其所安，人烟守斋，人烟守斋。